Hi everyone, this is Michael Bellina, and here is your quick tip for today. I want to talk to you a little bit about uploading a list to like MailChimp or something like that, and you know, Constant Contact, whatever you use, but not just any list, a list that you've had for a long time. These are the type of lists that, you know, you had once, you used once, and you know, you just want to just re-engage this audience. Well, if you upload this list and you just blast out an email, you know what's going to happen? There's a good chance that MailChimp or whoever it is going to suspend your account, because what's going to happen is those emails, they may not exist anymore, or people are like, I don't know who this person is. So what you want to do is you want to do it methodically in order to not have your account suspended. So here are some tips on how to do this the right way, if you will. First of all, you got to have some planning. You just can't like decide that, you know, Tuesday of next week you're going to do it and you're just going to go and upload this list and send out a newsletter. That's not a good plan. What you want to do is you want to kind of break your list down to maybe a few hundred a piece. Depending on the size of your list, it may take a while, but what you don't want to do is you don't want to have a lot of bounces. So what you do is you send an email to everyone and say, hey, hi Mike, how you doing? I'm starting a new newsletter list, and I want you to, you know, give you the option to opt out of it. And what this is going to do is, A, it's going to give people the opportunity to opt out of it. Two is you're going to get to see which emails are really are going to work and which ones aren't going to work. So you want to do that first. And you want to do this in small chunks. And then what you do is, once people do that, you obviously the opt-outs are going to opt out. You also, what you want to do is you want all the ones that bounce or go to spam, whatever the case is, you want to just delete them. So you're culling your list. And then once you do that, and it doesn't take all that long, so once you do that, then it's just a matter of putting the email together, or putting a new list together, and re-engaging your contact list. It's really pretty much that simple. It doesn't get any better than that. So anyway, that's my quick tip for today. If you want to follow me on you can do Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube, Instagram. Hell, you can just subscribe to my email. Just go to my website, MigManMedia.com. Thanks again. Talk to you soon.